Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. These are the words with which the Apostle Paul introduces the Christ hymn of the Epistle to the Philippians. Many scholars believe that Paul is quoting an early Christian hymn familiar to the readers of his letter, and the hymn delivers a hefty theological punch with great economy. We stand today at the beginning of Holy Week, at the beginning of that time in the church's year when we are asked to enter deeply into the mystery of our redemption. The Christ hymn of Philippians condenses that mystery into a few lines of poetry. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. In the church gardens earlier this morning, we heard how the people of Jerusalem greeted Jesus with palm branches spread before him and with shouts of Hosanna. How do we greet Jesus at the start of Holy Week? Of course, with church cleaning day, which happened here yesterday. And perhaps it's just me, but I happen to think that church cleaning day is something really quite special, and not just because the church is clean and smells nicely of polish, though that of course is very good. But church cleaning day is also quite special because it has something to do with letting the same mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. There is something bonding and community building about the process of working together in a common endeavour. And that is surely something to do with what is special about Church Cleaning Day. It brings us together and it gives us something in common. But I think that there is more than that going on. Because on Church Cleaning Day, all those who turn out to help are in a small way humbling themselves. Hardly anyone likes cleaning. Even those jobs which can in their way be satisfying quickly become tiresome. And there are those jobs which are just horrid. Dusting cobwebs, clouds of dust and dead spiders in your hair. Spending the best part of the morning on your knees wiping down the skirting. Standing outside in the cold, pouring boiling water over wax-encrusted candlesticks. These things are not fun in any ordinary sense of the word. It is with good reason that so many people pay someone else to do their cleaning for them. And yet, people turn out in person year after year in this church on the Saturday before Palm Sunday to clean the church. It is an act of humility and an act of love.